Welcome to the Coventry and Warwickshire Green Business Programme podcast. Subscribe now for more episodes.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Green Business Podcast. I'm Jonathan Howell, Energy Advisor at Coventry City Council, and I'll be your host today. And this is one of our first episodes for a while. Regular listeners will recall that in the past we have covered diverse topics such as solar PV, lithium mining, and even drones. So if they sound of interest, go back onto our website and have a listen to those past episodes. But for today, the episode will focus on a topic that is becoming more and more relevant in today's environmentally and economically unstable times. Today we're going to talk about the green economy. Now, the green economy is defined by the UN as being an economy that is low carbon, resource efficient, and socially inclusive. And there are lots of models for this nationally and internationally, but today we're going to discuss it on a local level using Coventry as an example. Now, to help give more insight, I'd like to welcome today's special guest, Councillor Jim O'Boyle from Coventry City Council. Now, just for our audience, Councillor, could you please just outline your role at Coventry City Council in a bit more detail, please?
I'm Coventry City Council's Cabinet Member for Jobs, Regeneration and Climate Change, which sounds like a mouthful, but it does all link together because clearly for me, you know, having a job is the single biggest thing that people can have in terms of being able to make decisions for their lives and their family. And actually having good, well-paid jobs is crucial. And regeneration means that actually our city is always looking to grow and improve. And climate change, yes, it comes with challenges, but it comes with massive opportunities, which I'm sure we'll touch on.
Good stuff. Thanks for the introduction. Lovely. So just then to kick on and just start our discussion in general terms, bit of an open-ended question this to start with, but how will the transition to a green economy benefit Coventry businesses and Coventry residents?
Well, it's a massive opportunity. It's worth going back. Coventry was the birthplace of the UK automotive sector. Before that, we were known for building bicycles. And the truth of the matter is any town and city is always changing, and Coventry is no different. But our economy as a country is having to change. You know, our reliance on gas, our reliance on oil, our reliance on fossil fuels is disappearing. And some people see that as a problem. I see that as an opportunity because, like I said, Coventry was the birthplace of the UK automotive sector. That's where we made our fortune. And if we want to carry on being successful as a city, we want to create the jobs of the future, we've got to invest in the jobs of the future. And decarbonisation, actually the new battery technology, actually green power is the way forward. And whether it's solar farms, whether it's wind farms, etc., that is where we need to go. And that's what we're really aimed at doing in Coventry.
Okay, so with that in mind then, what sort of things are we referencing? You've talked about transition away from gas and those kind of energy technologies. Is the things we're looking at in terms of jobs perhaps that you can perhaps expand on, maybe that we're looking to do as a city?
Well, Coventry is the location for the UK Battery Industrialisation Centre, for example. We own it as a city. It was funded by the Faraday Challenge, which is a government department, which is looking to create and develop the batteries that are going to drive, in effect, the green industrial revolution of the future. And if we as a country are serious about wanting to be less reliant on fossil fuels and the cost of oil that's going through the roof at the moment because of what's going on in the Middle East, or the volatile market in gas, we need to look to renewables. Yeah. And the truth is that's what we're aiming to do. But someone's got to build batteries. And the way you build batteries is by making sure they're close to where you actually build other things as well, so they can then, it's a seamless part of our overall economic makeup. So that's really important. And we've got the skills and we've got the people, we've got the OEMs in this city, i.e. the big multinational companies. Yeah. So we've got all of the right ingredients, we just need to make sure that they all put in the right place.
No, good answer, thank you. And also just to point out, when I did a bit of research for the session today, it must be true because I read it on the internet, but it did stress that 30% of UK jobs listed at the moment are listed in some form of green skill, so we can see how big a driver it is for the economy of the country and for the city.
The political kind of like discussion about this, you know, with a small p, is a bit mad. You don't have to be for or against decarbonisation, surely, to realise its potential.
Yeah.
The truth is that, you know, we can do both things.
Yeah.
You know, we can actually seek to invest and we can seek to decarbonise, which is better for the planet. It's better for air quality. Mm-hmm. It's better for all the things that we understand. It's better for nature and for our environment. So it's the right thing to do. But equally, you can't preach to people. Mm-hmm. You can't tell people they must do something. What you need to do is take them along, take them on that journey. And that's what I'd like to think that we're doing in Coventry, because we can show the benefits of, if we've invested in new technology back in the old days, why wouldn't we invest in new technology today? It's essential. It's part of our DNA. It's part of what makes us as a city. So that's a really important point to make, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why we've got the most vehicle electric charge points anywhere in the country outside of London. We're future-proofing our city, but I'm not telling anybody. They've got to go and own an electric vehicle, but it makes their decision when they want to buy one a much easier choice for them. That's my job.
Yeah, great answer. Thank you. And that leads me nicely into the next question I'd like to ask, which is a bit more specific about the things that we're doing. Personally, I've been at Coventry City Council for over 5 years now, and I've witnessed a number of specific programmes that you've been involved in and projects that have been undertaken that would fall under the green economy banner. Could you give our audience some good examples of what Coventry has introduced to help drive this transition, please?
So, for example, Coventry's got a strategic energy partnership with an energy company, E.ON, you know, a multinational company with its HQ right here located in Coventry. And what that's generating are new, you know, zero carbon heating ideas to be put in domestic settings. So whether that's heat pumps, whether it's helping people to what they say retrofit properties, i.e. for example, putting better insulation in people's properties in order to make their houses warmer and also in the summer cooler as well, because we have to recognise that, you know, in the last sort of few years, you know, the hottest 5 years on record have happened in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, in this country, climate change is with us. We've just gone through a very, very wet winter, very wet winter, and that's having an impact on our infrastructure. People are seeing roads cracking, things like that. That is because of water getting into cracks, and that's then expanding the cracks and creating potholes.
Yeah.
So people are seeing it, even if they don't know what's causing it. I'm telling you, that is what is causing it, and we have to respond to that. You know, we've got a climate change strategy that responds to things like that in terms of wanting to actually deal with these practical issues every day, making sure, for example, that, you know, we all have running water. We take running water for granted. We put on our tap, we expect water to come out of it. But what happens if there's a drought? How are we responding to that?
Yeah.
What happens if the electricity goes down? There's a flood in one of the electricity substations because your water relies on being pumped by electricity.
Yeah.
So all of those things we have to think about and actually respond. And that's what we're seeking to do, and we are doing.
Okay, Jim, thank you for that answer, Councillor. Now, just to expand on something then, you've just talked about the climate change strategy. Could you give us any more information about what we're doing in the city to help drive the circular economy, perhaps, as well, please?
So sometimes that phrase, circular economy, what on earth does it mean? What it basically means is lots of material that we use in our everyday lives ends up either going to landfill, or if it can't go to landfill, we avoid that in Coventry, lots of material ends up being shipped abroad. And actually, that's unacceptable. There's a carbon footprint to that because it's got to travel many miles. And instead of it actually being reused into materials and into goods and services, goods that we would then subsequently use, batteries and things like that, absolutely crucial in terms of understanding the lifetime of any piece of equipment that shouldn't necessarily have to be thrown away, and it's a really important. It's a sector that is growing, yeah. And actually, again, there are opportunities there for jobs, and we've got to work with different businesses and companies in order to see both what they can do to expand, but how we can actually support them with the various issues that we've got.
Yeah, fantastic, good answer. The way I look at it, just for our audience, is at the moment linear economy, which is take, make, waste. It's going to one that's circular, which is rent, recycle or repurpose. So it sounds like we're doing a good job there so far. So thank you, Councillor. Just one more thing, or perhaps two more things that I've got that I'd like to expand on. Very light rail. We've seen you on LinkedIn. I've seen you on LinkedIn a lot talking about that very, very well. Can you give our audience a bit of background to that? Because I think it's a really nice sort of transport example of what we're doing in the city.
Well, very light rail is in simple terms, is a lighter, cheaper, more efficient form of tram system that would be affordable in cities the size of Coventry. It's got a unique vehicle that uses light weighting from the automotive sector. Again, that's a nod to our automotive history, mm-hmm. as a city, that is completely unique to any type of train or tram vehicle anywhere in the world. But also we've created and developed, designed and built here in Coventry a completely brand new track system that means when it's laid down in the road, the issue with tram systems all around the world, around the country, is that they then have to start moving the utilities beneath the road. That ends up costing hundreds of millions of pounds. This negates the need to do that. So the savings are massive, and actually, you know, it means that they then become affordable for cities the size of Coventry. We know, you go down to London or the South East, any form of public transport, there's no issue. The rest around the country, we're really struggling. And that's not right. And so we found a cheaper alternative. Plus, the thing about tram systems is they create a thing called modal shift. What that basically means is, because people know it runs on tracks, they know where it will be, where it's going, it'll go there every day, it can't go anywhere else, it's on tracks. People leave their cars at home, so there's a win-win in that effect in terms of saving carbon emissions from vehicles driving up the road. So VLR is a real game changer for cities like Coventry, and it was designed in Coventry, it was built in Coventry, and we will be selling it in Coventry and around the country very soon, I'm sure.
Okay, I presume also giving Coventry's workforce access to cheap, regular, efficient transport is key as well to further drive the economy, isn't it?
But it's also about giving people choice. So, yeah. You know, like I said, you know, we were known as Car City back in the day. Our economy is still amazingly reliant upon the automotive sector. We've got a massive SME supply chain sector that is big in Coventry and is worth, you know, hundreds of millions of pounds. We've got segregated cycleways though, because that's important, that, you know, less on average, the average journey in Coventry is less than 2 miles. So you just ask somebody the question, do you need to jump in your car for every single journey? Is there an alternative? You might want to think about jumping on a bike. I'm not telling you to jump on your bike. I'm just suggesting it might be an alternative. Yeah. But I don't want to go on a bike. It was too dangerous. The roads are very busy. They're much busier than there was when I was a kid. All of that is true. Segregate them. It just makes it a bit safer. And we know where we put these things, people come. And that is happening. Of course, Coventry as well has got an all-electric bus fleet. We'll have by the end of this year the only city in the country to do that. Yeah. And again, that's about not only making it better for the environment, it's also better for passengers, because we've seen the increase in numbers of passengers using Coventry buses has exceeded anywhere else in the West Midlands. And I'm sure that's got something to do with the fact that we've got these clean, green buses that people really appreciate using. Yeah. But I don't tell people to use the bus. You choose which way you want to go. If it's good enough for London, it should be good enough for Coventry, and that's what I'm aiming to do.
Great answer, thank you. So clearly lots going on, excuse the pun, but a very positive direction of travel. And I assume then that all of these things are all long-term. Obviously, you're working on things right now, but this is a long-term strategy moving forward, I presume, for the city.
It's the right-term strategy, actually, because ultimately, it's the way people would want to go. Mm-hmm. I've never heard anyone say to me, for example, I don't want to recycle my rubbish. You know, people do that automatically. They don't even think about it anymore. 40, 50 years ago, people had just looked and you'd gone out, just put it in a black sack. you know, people's habits change. People want to do the right thing. Mm. They are, you know, they like where they live. They want to see that the world they live in, you know, that they bequeath to their children is in a better state than when they found it. And this is one way of doing that. And that's a really, really important thing to do. But again, we don't preach to people. We just say, look at the alternatives, have a think about this, and you might want to do that.
Wonderful. So that leads me nicely into my next question for you. So just imagine I'm a business in Coventry, I'm a resident in Coventry. How can I get involved? How can I learn more to take more action from the things we've discussed today, Councillor?
Well, we produced a Green Skills Roadmap, you know, on the council website to understand more about where we are and where we need to be as a city. There's a Green Business Network and Green Skills Working Group that you can get involved in. We've done lots of skills boot camps with lots of different companies. You go to any college or university, at the moment there's something like 104,000 students across universities in the West Midlands who are studying courses in advanced manufacturing, in green technology, the jobs of the future. So there's lots going on. We do audit energy use and waste and look out for green capital grants. We're always on the lookout for them. They're important, whether it's about retrofitting people's properties, whether it's about, as I say, new transport options. All of it is there. Have a look. There's lots going on in Coventry and there's lots more to come.
Okay, fantastic. Great answer. So my advice and our advice is engage with us, see what's on offer. There is lots of good work going on in Coventry. So Councillor O'Ball, thank you very much for your time today. It was a really, really interesting conversation and I hope our audience has enjoyed it. Just moving forward then to the points we've discussed, we will put links to all of the points we've discussed in the podcast description, so you can click through and look at your leisure on what we discussed today. So there'll be links on the circular economy, the council's climate change action plan. We'll put links in for the green skills roadmap we've just discussed, our strategic energy partnership, our set web pages, our transport strategy and our green business network details as well. Also, following this episode, we're going to do two further episodes, which I'm calling our sister podcasts, which will be specifically on the SEP, the Strategic Energy Partnership, and green skills, because we feel that's very important, and we'll give more details on those. And just finally from me, my role at the council is I work on our energy efficiency program called BEES. We will be looking to make an announcement, hopefully at some point soon, as to what funding is available moving forward. So if your business needs guidance on energy efficiency and guidance on how to reduce your energy spend, then I can help with that. And again, that link will be in the podcast description as well. I'm Jonathan Howell. Thanks for listening.